I'm Pete Sweeney with BJ Kissel, and this is your Arrowhead update for Friday, October 2nd. BJ, we're just a few days away from Chiefs and Bengals. The Chiefs at 1-2, the Bengals are 3-0. We're looking at a few things to watch, and you got to start with the fact that Philip Gaines is now out for the season, but Sean Smith is coming back for Week 4.
Yeah, it was a tough blow. He's played really well in that slot corner position for the Chiefs, and over half of his snaps this year, he played 165 total. 81 of them have been in that slot corner position, and it was interesting because what the Chiefs tried to do in the rest of that game, Tyvon Branch, who played predominantly safety here in Kansas City, he's played a little bit of nickel in his career back with Oakland, but looking at this particular defensive backfield, there's a lot of versatile guys that play a lot of multiple positions. We've talked a lot about safeties interchanging different parts. That's definitely one area you're going to want to focus on in this game. And you know it's an area the Bengals are going to try to take advantage of without having a lot of experience at that position. We saw Aaron Rodgers do it last Monday night.
That's right. Now moving from the secondary to the trenches, one guy I know you've been highlighting is Jay Howard. Dontari Poe had that injury, so he got a lot of reps in training camp, and it's really translated to this regular season.
We've been talking about Jay Howard all throughout OTAs and even through training camp because his teammates were all talking about him. He's up to 330 pounds, at least he was at the start of the year. He was the heaviest he'd ever been. And one of the guys, Mike DeVito, we had on the Chiefs Download podcast, and he said that he wouldn't be surprised if Jay Howard was going to be a Pro Bowler. And at the time, it all kind of taken aback because Jay hadn't got a lot of time on the field. Well, now we know what Mike DeVito was talking about. Jay Howard, according to Pro Football Focus, is the number 3 defensive tackle slash nose tackle in the NFL right now behind the St. Louis Rams, Aaron Donald, and the Bengals, who we play on Sunday, their defensive tackle, Geno Atkins, who's been very, very good for a while. So that's pretty esteemed company that Jay Howard finds himself in. He's leading the team with 20 tackles, has 3 tackles for loss. He's been an absolute beast along the defensive line.
All right, so we talked about the secondary. We talked about Jay Howard. Now let's switch pages to the offense. Alex Smith was kind of in trouble the other night. He was sacked 7 times on Monday Night Football, so we're going to have to see some offensive line improvement heading into this game.
Yeah, early in that game, and everybody's talked about it the last couple of days, the Packers running a lot of zero blitzes. They were bringing the house against that offense and that offensive line early in that game, and the Chiefs honestly didn't handle it very well. It'd be interesting to see how that group comes together going into this game because Smith has been sacked 14 times this year. It's the most of any quarterback in the NFL, and it doesn't matter how good of a quarterback you are, how good the playmakers you have around you are. If the offensive line isn't protecting the quarterback or giving him time to deliver the ball, then the offense isn't going to be successful. And in turn, Alex Smith, when he does have time, he needs to keep his eyes down the field. He needs to get his feet set. And that's something he talked about this week, and that it is tough as a quarterback. If you're consistently have guys in your face and you're getting hit and getting moved off your spot to still do those things, but he's a professional. He knows what he has to do. I believe this team's going to go out and play well.
Yeah, and one thing that Alex Smith can take advantage of when he has the time is these multiple tight end sets. We know Andy Reid likes them. He used them all last year in 2014.
That's one of the groups that we knew Andy Reid likes to use. He's done it since he arrived in Kansas City. If you look at the numbers with 2 tight ends on the field, Alex Smith this season is 8 of 11 for like over 170 yards and a touchdown with 2 tight ends on the field and throwing the ball. Those are pretty impressive numbers, and the reason why, and you look at the skill set that these guys, John Dorsey and his staff, drafted with James O'Shaughnessy. He's a big guy. He's athletic. Travis Kelce, we know what he can do. He's a big guy. He's athletic. So when you run those 2 tight ends on the field, the opposing defense, they have to put out either an extra linebacker or an extra safety. They've got to go heavy and respect the run formation or the run look that you're giving them with those tight ends. And another area that offensively that we didn't talk about yet is just tempo and going no huddle and the success the Chiefs had late in the game against the Packers. It'll be interesting to see when and where they try to pick their spots to run that against the Bengals on Sunday, because again, they found some success moving the ball when they did that.
A lot to watch for heading into this Sunday. It's Chiefs and Bengals coming at you at noon on KCTV5. For BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney. This has been your Arrowhead update for Friday, October 2nd.
65 toss power trap.